It is the nurse day off. So Dr. Bones sticks his head into the waiting room and says, "Who is next?" "Me, Doc," says Kowalski, standing up. "What is your trouble?" asks Bones. "I have got a pain in my prick," replies Kowalski. Bones grabs Kowalski by the arm and drags him into his office. "Never do that again," he cries, "especially when my waiting room is full of people. Next time just say that your nose or your eye is troubling you." A couple of weeks later, Kowalski comes back. It is the nurse day off again. So Bones sticks his head out of his surgery and asks, "Who is next?" "Me, Doc," says Kowalski, standing up. "What is the trouble?" inquires Bones. "My nose is bothering me, Doc," replies Kowalski. "What is wrong with it?" asks Bones. "Well, Doc," says Kowalski, "I can't piss out of it." This joke always reminds me about a Shankaracharya who was speaking in Bombay, and a lady was sitting in front, very rich, with a small child. And the child was continuously telling her that, "I want to piss, I wanna piss." And the Shankaracharya was very much annoyed because he was talking about great things. And everybody was laughing and suppressing his laughter. But the boy was very insistent that, "You allow me, otherwise I will piss here. It is coming so strong." Finally, the Shankaracharya has to end his sermon more quickly. He took off the lady by the side and told her that, "You have to teach some culture to the child." He disturbed the whole spiritual sermon. The woman asked, "What can I do?" "He always insists to come with me, and he cannot sit for too long. So this question of 'I wanna piss' always comes." The Shankaracharya said, "You should tell him that whenever you feel like that you want to piss, don't use the word piss. Just say, 'Mom, I want to sing.'" And then you can take him away to the bathroom. Nobody will know what was singing. few months later, Shankaracharya was staying in that lady's house itself. And just by coincidence, the lady said to the Shankaracharya that some relative has died and I and my husband have to go immediately and we may not be back by the next day morning. And the child is accustomed to sleep with me or with his father. So if you don't mind, he can sleep with you. Shankaracharya said, there is no problem. He can sleep with me. But in the middle of the night, the problem came. The child nudged Shankaracharya and said, I wanna sing. Shankaracharya said, you idiot, in the middle of the night, you wanna sing? You disturb my sleep and you will disturb other people's sleep. Just keep quiet and go to sleep. But after a few minutes, the boy nudged the Shankaracharya again and he said, I try my best, but the singing is coming very fast. Shankaracharya said, I have never seen such a singing that is coming so fast that you cannot wait for the morning. He said, my God, up to morning, I cannot wait for even 1 minute. Just tell me that can I sing or not? Shankaracharya thought for a moment, there is nobody else to inquire what to do. So he said, you do one thing, you sing very silently into my ear, so nobody is disturbed and you are satisfied. The boy said, if you say, I will do it, but don't say anything about it to anybody. Not to my mother, not to my father. Otherwise, I will get beaten. He said, why you will be get beaten? You are simply singing or doing something else? He said, pure singing. So the Shankaracharya gave him his ear and the boy sang in his ear. The Shankaracharya jumped up. He said, you idiot, this is singing. He said, you have forgotten. It was you who suggested to my mother that instead of pissing, your son should say that I wanna sing. And now you are changing. Then the Shankaracharya remembered and he said, my God, I will never change anybody's word again. Changing words is dangerous. A group of